You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. In my early 20s, I was a divorced mom with two young boys. I was just beginning my self-help education and read that single moms should make themselves a priority. I remember telling my own mom about this. She grew up during the Great Depression, eating only what was grown in her backyard and going without shoes during the summer because they could only afford one new pair at the beginning of the school year. Mom, I have to make myself a priority. My needs are important. If I take care of myself, my kids will be happier. This message didn't really resonate with my mom, and it must not have resonated with me either. I practiced for a few years, but with a new husband and three more kids, I was on the back burner again. What did that get me? Rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's disease, liver disease, insulin-dependent diabetes, and morbid obesity. Now I'm in remission from all of them, but having weight loss surgery was only the beginning. To maintain and even continue to improve my health, I choose to make myself a priority. How about you? On the list of things you have to do today, are you in the top five? And I don't mean, sure, I plan on exercising at some point, or if everything else gets done, I might have some time for reading. I'm asking if you have specific things listed as priorities to take care of yourself today. What are your boundaries around those priorities? Have you practiced what you'll do or say if your boundaries are challenged? Boundary challenge number one. Tuesday, 6 a.m. Planning my day. Me. I'll work out tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. while my daughter's at dance class. Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. I'm getting dressed for my workout. A friend calls. Friend. Hey, we haven't seen each other in a while and I'll be near your house tonight around 6:30. Let's have coffee. Me. I'd love to, friend, but I've already made a commitment to myself to work out tonight during that time. But I'm available after 8 p.m. if that'll work for you. If not, let's plan a date for next week. To some, and maybe even to you, it may sound selfish to put your workout before coffee with a good friend. But turn that thought around. How does it really feel to put yourself last? Boundary challenge number two. Saturday, 7:30 a.m., planning my day. Me. I've got vegetables in the refrigerator and I really need to use them before they go bad. I'll make grilled chicken and roasted vegetables for dinner tonight. Saturday, 4 p.m. Getting ready to make dinner. Kids enter the kitchen. Kids. Mom, we don't want chicken and vegetables. Come on, let's go out for pizza and then get ice cream. Me. I love pizza and ice cream too, but tonight we're having grilled chicken and roasted vegetables, but we can go for frozen yogurt after dinner. And of course, there can be compromise when that feels good to you. You don't live in a bubble, so there will be times when you choose to be flexible, but make sure it feels good to you. Boundary challenge number three. Sunday, 3 p.m. Enjoying a family celebration. Me. Oh my gosh, they're serving Aunt Jenny's homemade lasagna. I haven't had that in forever. I'm sure if I eat it slowly, maybe I can have two servings throughout the day if I really pace myself. Sunday, 3:15 p.m. I have to laugh a little here. Eating first serving of lasagna. Me. This is delicious, but who am I kidding? I'll be lucky if I can finish half of this. I've enjoyed it. It brought back some wonderful childhood memories, and I'm done. Setting boundaries with friends and family takes practice, but eventually most people will learn to respect your choices. Then there's you and me. Our biggest practice is with ourselves. Sweetheart, you're not lazy. and you don't lack willpower or determination. Life can feel complicated. Without the skills to navigate our way through the twists and turns, we tend to return to the same habits that got us to the point of needing weight loss surgery in the first place. But you can start fresh right now. Wherever you are in your weight loss surgery journey, you can begin with awareness and self-compassion. You can practice a new way of looking at your thoughts about situations, people in your life, and yourself. You can choose a fresh approach to health and happiness after weight loss surgery. Love, light, and peace to you.